But yesterday afternoon, a healthy baby giraffe was delivered, and we are so glad to hear Mum Katoto is also doing well. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, everybody's very happy and excited here at the zoo.
Well, tell us what happened. Take us through it. Every detail. Leave nothing unturned.
Oh, come on. You don't want every detail. No. Well, no. Yes, Katoto's waters broke around 12:40 yesterday afternoon, so we're keeping a close eye on her. And by just after 3 o'clock, we had ourselves a little giraffe born. And it was amazing to watch. We were all sitting in the office watching it on an iPad because we have special cameras in the night quarters. So we left her to it nice and quiet, and we're able to watch the birth by the cameras, which is fantastic. And then we went and checked on the little fella, and pretty much by 20 minutes later, he'd managed to work those legs out enough to stand up. And within the first hour, he managed to have his first suckle. So it was all awesome.
He is very handsome. I was looking at the video that you popped up on Instagram a little bit earlier, Kayleen, and Mum was licking and grooming the new calf, who's got the most adorable, can I tell listeners, tuft of hair on the top of his head. And he looked exactly like he was going, "Get off, Mum, get off."
Yes, pretty much, yes. He obviously needed a bit of a bath when he came out, but he was extra shiny when we arrived at 7 o'clock this morning to check on him. He was very clean, so she'd done a very good job overnight.
So how long was she in labour, and how quickly did they take to one another after the calf was born?
Well, it was just under 3 hours. Her first calf, she took 3 hours, but this one was about 2 hours 40. So she's improving on her times every calf she has. And, as I said, instantly it's her job to turn straight back around and start cleaning him up and checking that he's breathing and ready to move because, you know, in the wild you've got to be up and going within that hour or you're going to be somebody else's lunch, aren't you? So, yeah.
Well, that's right. So was the little one a bit wobbly on his legs? That must be such a delight to, can you see this process happen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I said, those are some seriously long legs, and there's four of them, and the calf has absolutely no idea what to do with them. So it does take a while. It's like being on stilts, and a few little crashes, obviously, when he was learning how to use them. But then finally, managed to get upright and slowly wobble and find Mum. And as I said, from there, managed to find the right end of Mum and find where the good stuff was.
This must be such a wonderful part of your job, Kayleen.
Oh, it's very rewarding. Obviously, it's a long wait. Giraffes are pregnant for 15 months, so we have been staring at her tummy for a very long time now. But yesterday afternoon was just amazing to watch it all come through for us. It's very exciting.
Now, her second calf to Katoto and the father, Armani. So are they good parents, Kayleen?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we got Katoto in from Trongazoo, Sydney, to be our new breeding female, and she didn't skip a beat. Her and Armani fell in love, and obviously we've got Camille now, who's 19 months old, and now we have our newest little arrival. So, no, they're fantastic. She's been a wonderful mum, really great asset to the region as far as the breeding program goes.
How important is this arrival to the breeding program for giraffes in Australia and their status more broadly?
Oh, absolutely. He is going to play an integral role in the Australasian breeding program. Unfortunately, as you said, when it comes to the wider news of giraffe conservation, it's not the greatest of news. We've dropped ourselves to under 80,000 giraffe total left. So, you know, within our own region, he's going to play an absolute integral part to the breeding program. So that's really fantastic for us to be able to contribute. We've had a changing of the guard here at Perth Zoo in the last 4 years. We had our two elderly females go on to greener pastures, so to say, and by having the arrival of Katoto from the Taronga Zoo and then subsequently Ellie from Australia Zoo as our two new breeding females for Armani, we're just kick-starting our second wind of our breeding program here at the Perth Zoo. So it's exciting times for us, and obviously we've got other zoos in the region participating as well and have been quite successful. So, no, we're doing really well here in Australasia, and everyone's making a real concerted effort to try to conserve these guys.
Now, I imagine it'll be perhaps a little while before the public can take a look at the new baby calf.
Yeah, absolutely. Sort of exactly the same sort of story we had to share with everyone last year. Just like a mum who gets to stay in hospital and have her feet up for a couple of days before she realises that her world is going to change. Pitoto's going to spend some time inside with her calf, just bonding. And as we said, just allowing us to keep a close eye on him, making sure he suckles properly, that he's, again, finding those legs and knowing how to use them safely before we do any sort of introductions to the outside world, introductions to dad, auntie and sister, and then obviously then when he's out and about for the public to be able to see him.
Oh, we cannot wait. And he won't have a name. Will that be something that you ask the public for help with?
Well, it's it. He's only just 24 hours old, so yep. We haven't really had a chance to think about that one yet, but I think watch this space, absolutely.